My heart sings in a key no one has heard.
What's up, you guys? It's Zenta Olade here, and this is Small Talk. Oh my god, you guys, I've been so long since we last recorded a podcast episode, and I'm so sorry. You know, based on personal reasons, I've had a really long break. I've started my own business. I've, you know, done a lot of things. I've graduated. Yes, I'm a graduate. And today, we're joined with a guest at the house, and her name is Margaret. Welcome to my podcast.
Thank you. Hi, guys. I'm Margaret.
Yeah. Anywho, so today we're going to talk about a very sensitive topic, and I beg you with God, please don't play this to your parents. They will disown you. We're going to talk about fashion boundaries in the society and in the family world. So basically, you know how if you wear something that the society doesn't like, or like your family will not necessarily accept, they'll start giving you that side eye, they'll start looking at you then. Okay? What all my lady that you get that kind of thing that there is to do, especially the society. And you know, I submitted a Google form on my WhatsApp to a few of my friends to fill out and tell me their experiences, some of the things you think that like people won't accept. And I even got a response that somebody was like, the society is spoiled now, they will accept anything. And let's start with that. I do not think that is right. The society will not accept everything. People always talk. The society is not spoiled though.
That's one thing. People will always talk. Which they are saying society is spoiled. I feel yes, it's spoiled though, but it's not like it's spoiled that to now accept everything.
At all, look. Okay, like, now wear pants and bra. They will call you for one side.
Like, even this piercing I did, walking on the road stuff, I don't even feel comfortable because everybody's looking at you. People are thinking, oh, more, this one don't jar. You know, that exactly. Kind of thing. Because apparently, in the society we have these days, like, okay, if you have a piercing or more, you don't enter street.
I swear.
Yeah, you don't enter street. And it might, I feel like parents these days, yeah, they might like some things that their children do, but based on the idea that, oh mom, what will people say? Like, what will people think of this child? They will now use that idea to say, oh mom, I don't like it. Even though they actually feel like, oh mom, this thing fits my child. Like, I actually like it. But the idea of what would society think will just close their thinking. Exactly. So
let's not say society is false. Yes, it's false, but then, I bet they won't accept everything. Mm-hmm. Let's not go and make a salanuku box. Anyhow, so I said, what do you think family, friends, and religion won't accept in terms of fashion? And the first response I had was tattoos and piercings, obviously. Now, for piercings, I feel like piercings now is getting accepted.
Yeah, ear piercings, like numerous ear piercings.
Exactly, even on guys, because now, even on Big Brother, people are like, he doesn't have a piercing, it's not fine. I'm like, hey! So he needs to have a piercing to be fine. Like, okay, work. And you get so bored then. You know, we have other piercings like lip piercing, septum piercing, smiley, all those things. I don't think they're acceptable yet.
I feel like this piercings thing is not even that serious.
Exactly, it's just a hole.
Yeah, based on, people are just, I feel like parents these days are just being extra. They're just being extra, honestly, because there's no big deal. And normal ear piercings now, you could like pierce numerous ones, and then I really don't know how to put this. Piercing is not a big deal, but I feel it's a big deal when
it's too much.
Yes, when you start overdoing it, like you pierce like 7 places in the same ear, and then you start making it using this really long this earring, cross thingy. Yeah, not even, you know, there's this earring that goes from the top of your ear all the way down. Yeah, and then you do septum piercing, and then you start to go and wear hoops on your nose. Are you mad? That is things like that that will just make people off, like, oh, more. What's this rubbish? Or you now go and do lip piercing. What's your problem? Why are you piercing your eye? Why are you piercing your lips?
It's in the eye.
So, I mean, is the nose piercing not enough? Yeah. If, like, we're doing only, like, the nose piercing, the ear piercing, like, I feel like you'll actually be chewed with it. But the fact that people are overdoing it and they're now making it look like, oh, more, once you do this thing, you are done. Like, you get, so that's what's making.
Exactly. And even with tattoos, I can't say I want a tattoo, but then
I want a tattoo. I want a tattoo. And but there's actually nobody stopping me from getting it. Okay, people are actually stopping me from getting it. If my mother sees tattooed on my body, if my father sees it.
Na village, village ways.
But tattoo is actually not a bad thing. Just don't overdo it. People are now doing it on their faces.
I saw a guy that did that on his eye. No, like, I didn't see. I saw it online.
That's just disgusting. Why are you doing? Why would you even tattoo your face? That's just like spoiling your beauty. Like I can't do it. I mean, well, if I get a tattoo, it would be like in a reasonable place, obviously, and
in a place that you can hide.
Not necessarily hard. I want something that some people will see, but they will not see, and then their eye will open.
So the next thing on this list is exposing clothes. I beg, see, I don't see this was not even my problem. Everybody don't wear a shower.
Actually, don't wear exposing clothes.
Hey, hey.
No, actually,
that will strike you.
No, honestly, I don't feel comfortable when apart. Except if I'm going to the club, and I don't go to the club every time. Hmm. Recently, I started going to the club now. Hmm. Ha! I just casted myself.
All right now. All right now.
But I don't really go to this. I don't really wear explosive clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I like them. I like exposing clothes. Like, they make you feel extra sexy. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know.
You're skeptical.
People have different views of this thing. I'm the kind of person that I care a lot about what people think or like feel about me. I care a lot about these things, like going out wearing things like crop top in broad daylight. I'll be like, oh, this person is looking at me, so I can't really wear it. I don't know if I should call it anxiety, but it's all part of it. So I don't really feel comfortable wearing short clothes. People do it though. Like, short clothes is like normal clothes for some people.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, it's like normal clothes
for me now. For a long period of time, I was not
comfortable. I have friends that wearing bikini. Like, I don't see myself wearing just a bikini, even in the. Beach. Like, I will let you wear something on top.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I have friends that.
Could
wear the bikini from their home. I don't think home, maybe from their hostel or something, and then wear it to the beach. Be like, oh, mom, I be bad bitch. That kind of thing.
For a long period of time, I was like anxious to wear shorts. And me now, I'm shocking. Can I fool my wardrobe? And I can't stress.
I don't think shorts on guys is actually a bad thing. I actually like
shower shorts. Me, they will.
It makes them feel look extremely sexy. To me, like I feel that's a turn on.
Oh, that's wearing so cute.
Shorts. I call it bum shorts.
You see, I call it shower shorts.
Like, why are you wearing bum shorts? Although I like it, but I like saying why are you wearing bum shorts.
People just come and meet me. You're wearing boxers. I'm like, yeah, I am.
What's your business?
I am. Alright, now beat me. Just
Melvin.
All I know is you can't beat me, so that's all I know. So basically, the next thing here is nudity. I don't know why you should go out nude in the first place, but then obviously your family and your religion cannot accept that. Why are you nude? Yeah, so there's no really like anything to say about that one. I don't think nudity is.
At the end of the day,
it's your body, Abby.
It's your body one, but the thing is, parents, church, the society, and
friends,
all of that,
even friends,
they don't know what nudity is. Wearing a bikini is nudity to them.
That's very
wearing true. Bum shorts and crop top is literally nudity to them.
Yeah,
like it's like almost they have a problem with everything these days. Like wearing short things is nudity to them. So yeah. I feel like you should just do you, because at the end of the day.
Is you, not your body.
You wear short clothes. Play it in one nude. I'm trying to speak Yoruba, but you get what I'm saying?
It's actually true, because even if you are wearing like a crop top now, they'll be like, hey, you don't show your body. If you're even wearing a gown, like a full gown, you're not wearing bra, they'll be like, no. This one don't show your body finish.
It's like, for instance, somebody's going out without bra, like, okay. She knew she wasn't wearing a bra.
Yeah.
And then she's going out. And then you are stopping her saying, Auntie, you know they wear bra.
Ew, God.
I don't get. You really have to say it. Like, no, you really have to say, me, I didn't know. I didn't feel it. I didn't leave home without bra. You really just had to open your mouth and see. You know they wear bra.
It's the auntie for
I
me.
I know that. For Christ's sake, can you just move on?
Is it a move on?
Like, move. Mind so, your business.
This next thing, I'm very particular because, you know, this is under the category of friends, family, and religion.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said modeling for the underwear or lingerie agency.
It's lingerie.
Whatever they call them.
Is it lingerie?
Lingerie, I'll be Nigerian.
It's lingerie. It's lingerie lines.
Family and religion, I don't think they will ever accept modeling for lingerie. Agency.
Lingerie.
Let's start with making it like pushing ourselves.
Yeah.
Can you model for
a lingerie line?
Yeah.
Honestly, I can't.
Why can't you?
I mean, I would want to, but with the kind of person I am,
that always
I feel like I'm a very cautious person. There's this stipulation that internet never forgets anything.
Exactly.
I can model for a lingerie line now, like, I'm modeling, but people will not see it at that later when they, like, decide to drag the picture. I don't know, I'm just the kind of person that, like, before I do something, I always think, what will people think? So, I don't know, I'm trying to let go of
No, it's good to be cautious.
Kind of thing, but when you are always considering what people think, it's not a good thing. Yeah. So, that's the kind of person I am, so... I would want to model obviously for a lingerie line because I mean, body can wait.
Rest.
This body can wait, you know. But yeah, all the same. Yeah.
So for me, I can't do. I can't. It's not even about like whether family or anything, but like maybe in the future now, if you want to like.
Why are you wearing lingerie in the first place?
There's no boxers. A fool.
We're talking about lingerie. You're talking about boxers.
They say underwear.
You said lingerie.
The person said underwear or lingerie.
Can that person just stop saying nonsense already?
You're just a ugly girl.
It's an ugly girl.
So someone said, yeah, for my family, it would be dressing in a way that supposedly raises an eyebrow or makes anyone wonder what family I'm from. Hell. Which family you dey? Well, see, there's nothing to say about that because already literally.
All for ugly family.
We said about that one. So basically, this one now is the society category. As someone said, short outfits on female. We've talked about that. Piercings. This is anything revealing or boyish for girls, or anything a bit feminine or tight for boys.
Wait, what's wrong with wearing boyish clothes like as females? What's wrong with that?
I feel like the Bible.
Can you like hold on? Could you like? Tell me the question you asked that brought up that answer.
Or boyish for girls, and anything a bit feminine or tight for boys.
What was the question you asked that brought up that answer?
What do you think the society will accept in terms of fashion? And that's what that person said.
I don't get, like, why are they saying anything? I mean, is actually not right for guys to wear female and
but it's right for girls
listen,
to wear.
When I mean female outfits, I don't expect to see a guy wearing a short jean skirt, tight jean skirt. I mean, you could wear a jalabia.
It's not a jalabia.
It's jalabia, some people call it. Some people call it jalamia. Some people call it jalabia.
I'm a wala for them.
So, like, you could wear a jalabia. That's a dress, too. Let me not call it a dress. That's a gown, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't. Do you expect to see a guy walking on the road with bum shorts? When I mean bum shorts, like bum shorts that girls wear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect to see a guy walking on the road with something like that. I don't expect to see him walking with pink crop top, walking on the road. It doesn't make
what
any
is
sense.
Black crop top?
Why would you wear crop top at all? What's your ridiculous?
Why is crop top a feminine dress? Why can't it be a masculine dress?
Crop top, everybody knows is a feminine thingy.
But everybody knows jeans are a masculine thing.
Nope.
I'm gonna go for this podcast though.
That's what you're getting it wrong. Nobody ever said jeans is a
then guys. Nobody ever said crop top is a feminine thing.
Everybody knows that crop top is a feminine
thing. No, I will not agree. If you now go.
Listen, you can't say who said crop top is this thing. No. Because you actually like feminine things doesn't mean you should.
When did I tell you that I like feminine things?
You obviously
hey, like. Hey, they dragged me. It's coming in mud.
You obviously like feminine things. For you to say, where did
mention
you say
how many feminine things I have?
You don't have to have it. I said you like feminine things. I didn't say you have feminine things. You get. So I don't expect to see a guy walking around with this thing, jeans, short skirts, or like bomb shirt, or like crop top.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a normal thing for girls to wear baggy trousers. It's a normal thing for girls to wear big shirts. It's a normal thing for you to see girls wearing face cap, head warmer, and all of that.
Hmm.
So,
I won't give response, so, because
you better give response.
I don't have to give response.
No, you actually have to give your response.
You are telling me that it's normal. Okay, those things are masculine. You accept
what?
Big shirts, jean trousers, all those things. They're masculine, right?
Yeah, big shirt. I feel they're masculine, but
so girls, why are females wearing it?
Girls wear it these days because it's comfortable.
So crop top not comfortable.
Listen, self. They are feminine. They are. Why did I just say that's masculine
too? No, you said it though.
No, listen.
Internet does not forget.
It's masculine based on the fact that most guys wear big shirts. And then from what girls used to wear, like before, like these days now, mm-hmm. that were always like on big shirts and all of that, it was normal tight shirt or more. The shape is showing and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, we're comfortable in big things, big shirts and big. Why did that come out that way?
No, continue talking.
We're coming in big shirts, big trousers.
That is masculine.
Joggers, sweatpants,
maybe
and all
turn
that.
It to your own and turn it to feminine. No, it was masculine in the first place.
That.
Now
nobody is saying
it was masculine
that.
In the first place. Plus, you guys turned it to
trousers,
feminine. So why can't
trousers was never a masculine thingy?
No, it isn't, because you can't expect a guy to wear palazzo now, obviously.
It was never a masculine thingy. So what are you trying to say?
Now, I'm trying to say that I don't think there should be like a full stop on this is masculine, this is feminine.
But there is. That's
last. It's do you.
So come the way you're saying.
No, you talk and
the way you're saying that you expect somebody like Tammy to walk on the road with jean short skirts.
I'm not expecting. If he does that, I'm going to do you, boss. Like, so wait, you're telling me if someone like Tammy now comes with a crop top, you're gonna meet him that is not right.
Why would you slap him? I won't even meet him, I would just ignore him, because why would you wear a crop
then
top?
They're happy ignoring.
It doesn't make any sense. Why would you wear a crop top? It's different.
Let's have them ignore you if you wear jeans.
It's different if you're a model and then you're modeling for this brand, you didn't take a picture, and then that's how you're supposed to do it. Because
so
I've
it's
seen,
okay to model for you, but it's not okay to work.
Listen, I've seen a lot. It could be a fashion thingy. They are fashionistas. Are you a fashionista? No.
So it's okay for fashionistas to wear crop top?
I'm not saying you should wear it and walk on the road. Don't get me wrong. There are different brands that bring up that kind of fashion, almost this thing, and they are paying you. So
basically, this is a new category. So I said, have you ever had experience with being called out for doing something different in terms of fashion? And the first response I had is yes. One time I wore a two-piece clothing I designed myself. Okay, cute. It was a crop top and beltless shorts. My friend said it was nice in terms of my creativity and all. But when I went out to a more public area to buy stuff, some guys were passing side comments and I became uncomfortable. I only wore that piece 3 times. So what is about that? First of all, are you a guy or a female? That's part I do not know. But let's just say you're a female, you know, crop top. Since they said crop top is for female, all right.
She's obviously a female.
Hey, God, please. If you're listening to this podcast and you want to send that message, please DM. I beg you. This is anonymous. I can't really know. Please DM. All right.
She's obviously a female.
How much?
I feel like we're on the same page, because I might feel really comfortable in something. I'm like, somebody says, my friend, my jeans have hyped me, oh, this thing is nice. And then I go out with it. And then they'll start giving snide remarks and all of that. So yeah, it was just like this piercing I did. The day I went to this thing, command, dress in command, and then this soldier stops me and like, this is indecent dressing. I'm like, God, sorry, what? I was just confused. It's like, he was just talking many that my piercing is part of indecent dressing. Hey. This, that.
That's why he did ask school.
I was listening to him. The only reason I didn't talk about it was a soldier and I didn't want to collect slap. That's the only reason I didn't talk about it, because why will you come and stop me? I'm yelling kind of bant, bro. You are not supposed to do that. You're not about to do that. And throughout that day, I was just feeling uncomfortable. I just covered my distant nose mask. Because I don't have strength. Because some people will make you feel so extremely useless.
Exactly.
They will make you feel extremely mannerless, like you don't have home training, even when you're not doing anything wrong. Like, sometimes when people just talk like that, it's just best to ignore them. Although me, I don't know how to do it. You say something to me to disturb me for hours or days.
You say for days.
So
anyhow, I feel like you should continue wearing that piece. And if you can't, you should probably give it out to somebody that can.
You can give it to me.
Can you wear it?
No.
Please give it to somebody that will appreciate it.
I
feel like that person
it, but
will
wear
love
it.
And somebody that like has the confidence to wear it, if you think you can wear it.
May I have the confidence?
I feel like you should get that confidence to be able to wear it. Because, I mean, if you're a female, a crop top and a beltless shorts should not be a problem.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn how to wear crop top out.
Everything's not about you, my
girl. Oh my God! I actually know how to wear crop tops out now. You can give me.
Anyhow, so yeah, and if you like need help giving somebody else, you can message me on my IG, Zenzon Aladdin. So anyhow, we have another one here. Well, I get called out for my tomboy vibes, and I know this person because the person is my best
friend. It's chill to, I don't know how to put this. It's chill to be girly and then boy.
Isn't that boy?
Yes. People will just make you feel bad, and that's their business.
Because this is
so far, you know, okay, you are doing you, and then you're not hurting anybody in the process, and exactly. Then you're not doing anything bad in the process. So I feel it's chill if you're not doing any of those things you're not meant to do. So,
like, this is the thing. This is why I say society always talk. She wears like gowns, short gowns. Gowns that will show your shape. People will be talking, hey, can she wear something that is loose? Can she wear something? She wears something that is loose now.
They say, why is she dressing like a like boy? But at the end of the day, that's on them. Honestly, that's just on them. I feel it's normal to get
comments or side eyes.
Yes, snide remarks from people, and then it's normal for things like that to put you in a bad mood or get you thinking and all of that. But at the end of the day, I feel like you should just shake it up, because whatever you do or don't do, people will still talk. So that's on them.
Abby, so this person said, well, kinda. My dad always sent me back to change into a more suitable outfit for church. Apparently, off shoulders and dress above the knees and inappropriate.
Number one, I don't even like off shoulders, so dresses above the knees.
It's in her hair. It seems okay.
Don't turn into deeper life.
Please, if you're the one that did this, like sent this message, if you're deeper life, please tell me.
I'm honestly sorry we're laughing on this thing. I feel it's meant to be a serious thing, but yeah, we're trying to like, you know, make it fun at the same time.
So, but then your dad will send you back almost. We'll fight.
I feel like she just okay. It's not. I don't want you to make it sound like I'm trying to tell you to disobey your dad.
I think I did.
But if his church people are going to, and he's telling you to go back and change to long skirts and the on off shoulder or on shoulders or something like more presentable, I feel you should just do that since you guys are going out together. May they not go dash you one or two. I'm all those slabs they change like my dear.
Except for the left hand.
I'm telling you, backhand especially.
I saw those backhand slaps. If they enter. Especially when it's unexpected. They're like, I don't want to change it.
You
bam!
You know all those kind of trauma slap.
I swear. Avoid them, avoid them. So we have another one here. This person said, yes, I personally love wearing body og dresses. It makes me feel more comfortable. But a lot of people, both adults and teenager, all seem to have a problem with it. I'm a bit on the curvy side. This society now, why you?
All I want to the curvy side. For me, I like wearing body cons. It makes the little curves that have come out, and it makes me feel very nice.
And it's comfortable, yeah.
Yeah,
it's comfortable. Please, if you're comfortable in what you're wearing, please wear it.
Wear it. Don't let anybody make you feel like, oh my, why are you wearing what is coming your body?
It says coming your body.
It's your body. And then the body con dresses and the body con clothes, they were made to be worn. You guys understand? Or exactly. Whoever. They were made to be worn. Like, they don't expect you to like...
Start wearing big clothes.
They don't expect you to buy it and then drop it inside your wardrobe. And the annoying part is that you actually wear it and then leave home and then your parents are cool with it. And then some animals on the road come and start running their mouth like, okay, they can actually buy you clothes or they've actually bought you clothes. So I feel like anything you feel comfortable with, wear it.
Wear it too.
I'm saying this like I can actually do it. But anyways, I'm working on it. But anything you feel comfortable with, my dear, wear it too.
This person said, too many situations, can't even pick one to tell. In Nigeria,
actually, it's so tiring.
I swear,
everybody don't tire. I want to leave this country.
Like, Margaret, what about you? Have you had like a situation
of what,
like where you were called out for being doing something different in terms of fashion, especially your piercing?
It's mostly my piercing. Even my mommy is still on my piercing case today. She wants me to take it off, but I will not take it off because why? It's my own.
No, why? You're a bad bitch.
No, it's me. I'm not a bad bitch. I'm not a bad bitch.
Everybody, you heard it, so if Margaret comes on Instagram and say bad bitch vibes, drag her in the mud. She already said she's not a bad bitch again. You know, but see,
I am not a bad bitch.
All right, now she made
I'm
it clear.
Proudly sponsored by Abeg.
You see that fool?
Abeg.
You see that Abeg? So the next one, yeah, I think it's the last one. This one is even mine because I can see my bullets. I said, well, there was a day I went to class in shorts and everybody was staring like I was an alien. I was called names and they even took pictures and videos of me to make fun of. But I didn't really care. I would do it again if I want to. Okay.
That's the spirit.
Okro, like, spirit. See, I
still want to be like
again.
That. Like, I want to, like, be able to wear whatever.
You want to wear. Like, that day, obviously, they were looking at me like an alien, but I was feeling on top of the world. You can't tell me nothing. Ew, as I entered class, people were like, how did this happen? At the inter school, because obviously my school does not like accept those kind of things, and my shorts are like shorts, as I will short you get now. Mm-hmm. You're like, how did they enter? How did they pass? How did they? My friends like to meet me that school, you look so dumb. Like, you know the vibes now, obviously. There's a kind of feeling, you know, when like all these iPhones, Snapchats, when you start your video, there's this sound. I just start feeling it every time, like I just come outside of class, I just start feeling, I'm like, hey, they're videoing me, voila. And because of that thing, I want to start walking like in a more poised way. Like if you see me walking normally, I look dead. But anyhow, I didn't walk in more poised. I was walking well, like, oh yeah. So basically, I would just almost, see, I didn't care that deal. I even like went to meet some people, they went to meet me that, and somebody said that, oh yeah, when it's inappropriate. I was like, okay, cute, thank you. Love the message.
Is it cute?
Love the message. They went to submit like an assignment, and my friend was like, "I should let you accept." I say, "Watch me." I enter, submit my assignment, come out, like, the man didn't even say a word. I was like, "Hey, this man have sense. He gets sense." Even when I was coming outside from like the hall, they were shouting, and there was this name that they used to give me in school, like during the first semester. They were like, Suki Risky. So at that point, I was feeling uncomfortable with it, like. But Risky is his own person. I'm my own person, but not the same in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you calling me Suki Risky? And I did some stuff. So I was like pissed. I shouted. I did a lot of things. They stopped. But that day, they decided to surface it and everything. I was very angry. That was the only thing that made me like sad. But the rest, Omo, I didn't care. I told them. One of my friends was mentioning me that Sukomi, the shot you wore today is everywhere on my status.
Okay,
they
so
posted you. I was like, okay, wow, nice. Celebrity goals. Thank you. Like, should I send them? I said, why would you send them? Please don't send them. Keep them to yourself. Don't you want to know people that snapped you? No, I don't know. Want to know?
Like,
what behavior. Am I not supposed to do? Go and beat the
all
person.
All I feel is fan behavior.
Exactly.
Like,
are you doing it? And I'll do it again.
Do you, bitch? Let me do me.
When last did I wear shorts? Yesterday, okay. I'm wearing shorts right now.
Goodness.
I can't do trousers. See, first of all, I hate clothes. They're not telling me to be wearing long trousers. Why? Why? I can't do that. Yeah, and there was this experience. Margaret actually helped me during that time. And I'm very grateful. It was during Bob Daddy's challenge. Was it here? Is it Bob Daddy?
Yeah, it was Bob Daddy.
And, you know, we did like the Bob Daddy challenge. Me, Margaret, and a few of my friends with Joy. Mm-hmm. And meal, I did like I got gel and like my hair was rough and you can't know pandemic, you can't go to a barber salon. So I just like passed my hair at this place at like this side and I gelled it a little. Then what did I do again? I put lip balm that everybody they wear, and I wore like a really cute outfit with like eyes. And I think I posted on my status, so on my status, so I didn't mind anybody business on my status and Instagram. They went to go and pick the picture up. One guy, although I've forgiven him right now, we're cool, we're fine. I went to post it on my secondary school group chat that I don't talk to them again. And this gave them the leverage to speak rubbishly about me. And someone like, I want makeup. Guy, if you don't have clear skin, be paint alone. It doesn't have to be makeup for you to.
For real, like, can you just mind your business?
Exactly.
I hate that thing when, like, you feel. You see somebody doing something and then you just decide to make the person feel extremely stupid and uncomfortable. Like, can you actually just calm down and mind your business?
Exactly.
Other people can see, but they are not talking because why? Because they have things to do, and then there's you, just
ranting.
Oh my god, I hate annoying people.
The funny thing is that night when everything was happening, I was not lying. It was Margaret and
yeah,
Paula.
I was so annoyed that day. Like, what is this? Like, can you actually just shut up your mouth? If you want makeup, what's your business? I can't see makeup though, but if you want makeup, that's none of your business. If people, gel is a normal thing, so why are you so disturbed? Why are you so disturbed?
Exactly. Like, it was you.
And you know the annoying part is that the people that do these things, I feel like are the people that they don't have shit, so they try to bring people down. So like, cause they probably always feel disgusted by themselves, so they now try to make people feel the same way they feel.
Exactly.
So I feel those are the kind of people that do it, cause if you are actually big, when you are big, you are big. When you are big, you know you are big. So you don't have time to be dragging other people. But when you are useless and completely
useless,
jobless, you want to make people feel as useless and jobless as you are. So,
when I woke up, I was like, I started reading the message, like, I saw like 400 messages. I was like, what did they saw? I read everything. It was all about me. Even his brother that I don't know, that does not know me.
That one came and was running around in here. And I'm like, the fuck is this? Like, how do you take your classmate to your junior brother to be ranting? Bro.
When I came back online, I dropped mad VNs. Y'all trust me now. My own madness is still one place. I told him, I said, I'm sorry, but I spent a lot of time on self-hate for me to come back to it. Like, you can't even do that. I'm sorry, guy. I'm sorry. It can't work. I'm sorry. Your plan did not work. I gave him correct insults. Margaret came back online. She was like, yes.
That's it, like.
Yes, that's the vibe. And, you know, it happened, like, last year because 2020. And I've forgiven him everything. He messaged me, like, the next day. I was like, he's sorry. That's not what he meant. It was just like, why would the guy be wearing makeup? I was like, fuck, I was not wearing makeup.
If why you have forgotten, I've forgotten with your full chest.
Exactly. What are you saying?
We're just like,
at the point, I didn't accept the apology. I told him, I'm not accepting this. And I was like, why? I said, because it's trash. You're saying trash. Like, did the universe change the definition of apology? Because like, this is not it at all. What's happening here? Scrap. And I was like, I should just forgive him. And then I was like, whatever, I've heard. I did forgive him up to like a month after when like I forgot about the whole issue. But it didn't really get to me. But then, learn to watch your mouth. Okay? So you guys, this is bringing us to the end of this podcast. For me, I'm going to get a piercing soon. I'm going to dye my hair. If anybody wants to dye, they should dye.
So come in, ready to live on the streets.
I'm getting a septum piercing soon. I think, the only thing holding me back is money. I'm broke. But if you want to like send me money to do it, I don't care.
So come in, don't be begging now. She begging me.
They're my audience. I can beg.
Bambiala.
Is it so you guys, you can find me on Instagram at Zengzololadin.
You guys should go and listen to Beggy Beggy by Ara Stars and Sticky.
Sure.
Oh my god, that song is freaking nice. Stars
in Stream Donda by Kanye West.
It's probably the side that Sticky said.
I mean, copyrights.
You won.
Hey!
You said
this podcast is going places. They don't know copyrights me.
Oh my god, that was pretty. I love that part. Like,
bad killer.
I bet.
That girl is so talented.
Yeah, so guys.
Guys. Please let me talk finish. Please. This is my podcast. Not everything's about you, Margaret.
Wahala.
So anyhow, anywho, you can follow me on Instagram.
I don't want to say that.
Leave me alone. Zenith Ololade. ZenithOlade. I will have said you should follow me on Twitter, but let me just say my Twitter handle. It's Zenith Ololade also. The same thing. You can follow me on Snapchat. At EMP_Ola, and I'm on TikTok. I do stuff there, I guess. I do something there, Sha. It's the same thing, Zendolade. Zendolade basically everywhere. I just love that name. And I've started my business, you guys. Black Orbs, where I sell jewelries, pearl necklaces, and everything that has to do with jewelries, accessories. Sure up. Everything accessories, I sell it. And you can also get them like custom made. If you like, say, oh, I want like a pearl. But oh with God, blue stuffs and everything, this, that, I can make it. Like, the material there, the talent is there. So you guys should follow my business page also, Black Orbs, BLACK.ORBSS. Margaret, where can the gents and the ladies find you?
You guys should follow my IG as Soli. Isn't that
ass?
I said at SO.LE_ Thank you.
You know, go promote your business.
I don't want to do that. What's your problem?
And yeah, please be able to buy something for me. I've not eaten since last night. I beg you with the Lord. I beg you, please buy my market. I'm talented, I promise you. And Margaret has like an online kitchen. Please, copyright is real. Hell, Jesus. So basically, Margaret has an online kitchen where she sells like varieties of dishes that like a beautiful.
It's called Meg's Place. You guys need to eat from there.
If she be known to advertise before.
I never food. Chops in last week. If you not buy this, like I feel your fame.
You see, I'm just. And yeah, when is your business launching?
My business is launching. You guys should come and buy food from me. We've launched already. I'm just rebranding. Thank you. See you in next video.
Peace out. Sorry, up podcast. You gotta break down, you're too strong.